reopened. The Treasury Department is making flexible spending accounts for health care more attractive by allowing some of the money to roll over at the end of the year. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, until now, consumers who didn't use all of the money they set aside had to forfeit it.
The accounts are a popular way for people to save for unreimbursed medical expenses like deductibles and co-payments and things that often aren't covered like eyeglasses. But the fact that the money was use it or lose it meant the accounts have been less attractive to those with more moderate incomes, and they've often led to frantic and sometimes wasteful end-of-year spending as consumers try to avoid losing money deducted from their paychecks. Under the new rules, employers will have the options of letting people carry over up to $500 to use through the next year or providing a 2.5-month grace period. They can't do both, however. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Beginning today, tens of millions of Americans who get food stamps will see their benefits start to decrease. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, a short-term increase in funding for the program from the 2009 stimulus is expiring.
Since the recession hit, the number of people who rely on food stamps has ballooned. The 2009 stimulus package provided a temporary boost to the food stamp program, but beginning today, that program is getting hit with a $5 billion cut. Farm bills passed by both the House and Senate would make further cuts, and negotiations between the two chambers have just begun as to how big the cut should ultimately be. The House bill would reduce funding by an additional $4 billion annually, while cuts in the Senate bill would amount to about a tenth of that. Today's blow to the food stamp program comes just as other parts of the stimulus package have ended as well, like the 2-year payroll tax holiday. Elsa Chang, NPR.